104.9 The Morning X. Kev here, my guest this morning, the guitarist of a little band you may have heard of, group of local guys. I think they're really going places. From Cheap Trick, it's Rick Nielsen. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Kev.
Hey,
how
thanks.
You doing?
Yeah, I appreciate you jumping on with me, man. And I got to thank you for your many years of making generous donations in our Feed the Need food drive out at Gray's. It really means a lot to the community.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see you guys out there, so it's like, of course.
Yeah, why not, right? Yeah, we appreciate it. And congrats are in order, I think. You got a shout-out on Rachel Ray for Rockin' Vodka.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I sent her a bottle at her and John, because I've known those guys for quite a long time. It's like, I sent it to them as a Christmas gift, and then and before you know it, 2 months later, she's on the air.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to mix it up with some 7-Up, man. Sounds good. So Light Up the Fire is your new single. We've been spinning quite a bit on the X. A lot of energy on that track.
Yeah, well, that's it's the Rockford energy coupled with the speed with which you play it.
This album, In Another World, comes out in April. Quite a long time coming, man. So when was the album actually finished?
Last year.
Great.
We finished it last year, and it's like we started it. We were on Big Machine label, and we moved to BMG label, and then the pandemic came and blessed everybody.
Yeah.
And thank God it's coming out next month.
Bet you can't wait to get it out and let everyone hear the whole thing, man. We're excited to hear the rest of it. Is there any hope you'll get to tour the album?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're going to Australia next month.
Oh, excellent.
We start there with a 14-day quarantine. The flight is like 18 hours. We get there, and as soon as we get there, they take us to the hotel, and we sit there for 2 weeks without leaving anywhere. Same with Stone Temple Pilots and Bush, all of us.
What are you going to do that whole time?
Can I talk to you?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
You want to give me a call from your hotel room in Australia? That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I think we're allowed to do that. We're just not allowed to go out.
All right. It's almost like you're sequestered for a jury.
We're not allowed to do any work around the house for 2 weeks.
Well, I think anyone can appreciate that.
Yeah, I bet.
Australia, then what's after that?
Then we have a tour with the makeup tour with the ZZ Top in Canada. That's for about a month, and then after that, then we go to and do Rod Stewart.
We can't wait to have rock music back here in Rockford. It's been a while since anybody got to go see a show in Rockford. And are you still doing stuff with the Nielsen Trust?
Yeah, actually, we did a show last night.
Oh, no kidding. Where at?
It was called the Lincoln Hall in Chicago. It was good.
We're on with Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. Now, I can't let you go without talking guitars. I've read that you've owned more than 2,000 guitars in your lifetime. Is that an accurate estimate?
Oh, that's bragging. Yes.
Yeah. Is there one guitar that you've had the whole time that you've held on to, couldn't bear to let it go?
Yeah. Actually, I bought a 1955 Gibson Gold Top, and I paid $65 for it. And I bought it at a place called the A Bookstore, which is right next to where the Times Theater is.
How much would that guitar be worth?
More than $65.
I would imagine at this point, yeah.
Obviously, that was probably as much money as I had then, but it was like, I didn't buy it as an investment. I bought it because it was affordable.
Yeah, you wanted something to play, right? Something that
luckily I didn't have to get rid of it.
Now, at that time, was having a Gibson guitar as big a deal as it is now?
Oh, probably yes. my dad had a music store on 7th Street, but he didn't have the Gibson or Fender franchise.
Okay.
Gazzardo's had Gibson, and Kay Coster had Fender. My dad had Martin guitars.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They weren't loud enough.
Right, Martin's, they're an acoustic company, right?
Yeah, they do other things, too. But okay. Yeah, they're the premier. It's like, I wanted to play live electric.
My first introduction to Cheap Trick was I opened a guitar magazine, and you were in it holding, like, a five-neck guitar. Do you still have that five-neck guitar?
I actually have three of them.
Is that the most amount of necks you have on one guitar?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any song that uses all five necks?
Yes, I have. My arms are not quite long enough to reach the bottom neck.
Sure.
Because that's a fretless. And actually, I used it in Chicago, and I gave it to Billy Corgan to play, and he didn't sound very good on it.
Tell us how you really feel. That's great, man. Hey, Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. We're excited to hear the rest of the album. It's called In Another World. Comes out in April. We appreciate you taking some time out for us this morning.
Hey, keep playing our songs. I mean, we re- really appreciate it. It's like we not only live here, but we freeze just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
And the good news is tomorrow I get my COVID shot.
Oh, excellent, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, hey, man, stay healthy, and we hope to see you live soon.
Can't wait, Kev.
Thanks, Rick.